Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 294 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the Major Super Abilities section. We're nearing the page 300 mark, and I can't help but reflect today on not just this season, but also last season of MDC when we talked about ninjas and super spies. I feel like I've really developed a deep sense of the horror lurking within the Palladium system over the course of this podcast. Discussing all the nooks and crannies of this system, and particularly this combat system, it's just like seeing visions of a dark future that chill me to the soul. These are horrible role-playing experiences I never want to have. And so it is with an appropriate sense of gravity, with an appropriate caution, that I say, today, with the tentacles superpower, we may be reaching the apex, at least in the books we've discussed so far, of the bloat of Palladium combat. So gather around the podcast radio as I unfold to you a tale of horror. The horror that could be if you attempt to play a Palladium role-playing game, rules as written. It seems innocuous. The tentacles, superpower. Quote, a super being with this power has the ability to create long, tough tentacles from his body, usually the hair, arms, or from the torso area around the arms. So far, so good. Devoted listeners will know that I like tentacles. You can sword fight with them. So I approve. And these tentacles are more convenient than other tentacles because you just create them from your body or from your hair, like Medusa from the Inhumans, and then they go away when you no longer need them. They just become regular hair again or meld back into your side near the arms or whatever. How many of these tentacles do you get, you ask? Quote, the super being can create and use one pair, two tentacles. In case you are concerned about how many a pair is, it's two. You can always count on Heroes Unlimited to be thorough at those moments when it is of the least possible use. You can create one pair, two tentacles, per level of experience. So, first level, two tentacles. By the likely end of the campaign at ninth level, you've got 18 tentacles, nine pairs. Each one has half your regular strength. Now, with that many limbs, it only stands to reason that you would be able to engage in more combat per round than others. After all, combat is boxing, tentacles are arms, you box with arms, thus more tentacles equals more combat. Quote, each pair of tentacles provides one additional attack per melee round, in addition to the character's normal number of attacks. So for example, at first level, you've got one pair of tentacles and one extra attack per melee. At ninth level, you have nine pairs of tentacles and nine extra attacks per melee. Which remember, in the Palladium combat system means nine more actions every round. But surely, these tentacles needn't be used one at a time. They don't have to take turns. They're all equally your big floppy arms. Couldn't they cooperate? Couldn't you use them simultaneously to facilitate your attacks? Why, yes, you can. And therein lies the horror. Quote, when a tentacle is used to strike, punch, or whip, it inflicts 1d6 damage per tentacle used. Several tentacles can be made to strike the same target simultaneously to inflict a dramatic amount of damage. However, roll to strike for each pair. A miss means both tentacles in the pair miss and do no damage to the intended target. A successful roll to strike means both in the pair hit and do cumulative damage. Each tentacle that hits does 1d6 damage, so a pair does 2d6 damage, two pair 4d6 damage, and so on. Now I'm going to lay off for a moment so you can stop screaming in your car or your cubicle at work. I'm sorry to terrify you like that, but I just had to hit you hard with the terrible reality of the Palladium combat system. What's being suggested here, for those of you who weren't able to follow along, we got a character at ninth level by the end of the campaign is a character with easily 15 attacks per melee. That's 15 turns every round. In each one of those turns, the character's best close combat option is to attack with all nine pairs of tentacles, and every pair of tentacles gets its own attack roll. You make a damage roll at the end, but you can't roll damage until you know how many of the tentacles hit, which means you need to compare the result of every one of those nine attack rolls to a defense roll. Now, I don't know whether you're meant to separately parry every pair of tentacles, or whether you're meant to roll every tentacle attack roll, record the results, and then compare them all to a defense roll made at the end. Certainly, you can't make the defense roll at the beginning because you need to give the defender the option of how to defend based on how serious the attack is that's incoming, right? They might decide to dodge if their dodge bonus is better and there's too much damage coming at them, whereas they would do a parry if the damage is relatively low. So that certainly has to come at the end, which means now we got to get out a piece of paper and write down 9 separate attack roll totals before the defense roll is made. Even under the conservative assumption that we're making one parry roll against all these fucking tentacles, this means that every round of combat that this character is involved in, they alone, just from their attacks and the defenses against those attacks, will generate 165 die rolls. That's one character, one round of combat. 165 die rolls. Some of which are like giant fistful of D6 rolls that then need to be added up. Like, God forbid they should hit with all their tentacles. We're rolling 18 D6 and adding all that shit up. Multiple times, up to 9 times per round. Can you imagine the tedium of a role-playing game combat where every time it's one person's turn to go, they have to make 165 die rolls? I can't even fathom what a bad idea this is. I would quit the campaign on the spot. I really do believe at this point in my role-playing career, you know, there were years, like there were my teenage years when I would have sat still for this. And I would have been like, okay, I'm going to go to the corner store and like get myself a monster and a bag of chips because I'm a teenager. And then I'll, you know, come back and we'll see how things are going because basically I have nothing else to do with my life. Let me come back to this terrible apartment in an hour when you guys are done rolling D20s. But not today. Today, if I went to play like at a con or like the house of some people I didn't know very well, and we were playing Palladium, God forbid, and somebody was like, okay, it's my guy's turn. It's time for Tentacle Man to take the fight to the bad guys. I've got 15 attacks. Attack number one, let me make my 9 attack rolls. I would stand up and say, hey, I'm sorry, guys. This is stupid. I'm leaving right now. I'm not wasting one more second on this. This is by far the dumbest thing on this page. This is like one of the dumbest decisions about combat mechanics ever in either of the books we've talked about on the show. Because not only this is unplayable, I mean, it's bloated to the point that you absolutely would have to house rule this, or you simply couldn't play your game anymore. I mean, barring the character just deciding, I'm just not going to attack with these tentacles because I want combat to end at some point. Barring that kind of charity on the part of the player who's got this power, there's no way this works. You can't play these rules as written. It would just take too long. I mean, even streamlining it, even like every action that I take, I'm going to roll 9 d20s all at once. Then you scan the dice, make your defense roll, come up with a total for the defense. Then I'll know what my target number is and quickly sort the dice and figure out which ones are attacks and which ones are misses. And then I'll real quick dip into my D6s, pull out the appropriate handful and roll them, like even going as fast as we can, using like all those tricks you use if you're playing like a ranger in D&D. Even then, we're talking about doing that procedure 15 times per round for one guy. Keep in mind, this isn't one round of combat. This is one round of one person's combat. It's just unplayable. So that's number one reason why this is dumb. Reason number two is it didn't have to be this way. No comment on whether this was a problem in the original version of The Power by Aaron Oliver that appeared in Rifter number 1. That case has, of course, been resolved. No introducing new evidence at this point. But if nothing else, like, this game has volley rules. It has rules throughout for, you know, doing an attack with two weapons at once, hitting people with two fists at the same time. There are lots of situations where you make one attack that hits with multiple different points of contact. You make one attack roll, and if it hits, it hits, and if it misses, it misses. And that would make a lot of sense in this scenario because my feeling is, if there's somebody standing in front of you with 18 tentacles and they simultaneously slap all those tentacles in at you, if you like step back or put up a shield, I'm comfortable saying you blocked all those tentacles. I don't think we need to get into the granular detail of like exactly which tentacles you blocked and which ones you didn't. I mean, there are even burst rules. And look, it makes me feel bad just to even suggest that someone would use the burst rules in Palladium. But they are rules that give you a bonus to hit that increases damage by a multiplier that is not quite equal to the number of attacks you actually made, because not all of them will hit. You could even use something like the burst rules and say, if you hit somebody with 18 tentacles, not all of them are going to connect, but maybe 10 of them are going to connect, and you roll 10d6 damage. There are so many options. Even in the Palladium system, which is full of terrible combat rules that I would never wish on anyone, it is still replete with better options than the rules given here. This is the worst of all possible worlds. This is the nightmare scenario. If your GM insists on using rules in this way, not only should you quit the game, I think you should kill him. Honestly, for the good of the hobby, you must destroy that GM. Burn down his house. Destroy his books. like Prospero in the fucking Tempest, because what he is doing is a dark, dark magic. Undoubtedly, he has produced many a twisted Caliban who has gone out into the gaming world carrying forth the fruits of his wickedness in their very being. You got to put a stop to this shit. Set a fire, walk away. Never, ever play by these rules. Never let anyone play by these rules. If you're at a convention, let's say you're at like the big Palladium gathering, right? And you overhear someone is playing a character with tentacles. Be a good Samaritan. Stand by. Listen to what happens in combat. And be ready. If someone starts to use these rules, what you can do is attach like a hook, attach to a chain, attach to your pickup, to the gaming table. Then run to your truck and drive directly home. Because you're outnumbered. They will subdue you if you stay and try to fight. But if you pull that table away, you know, you're going to ruin the con slot. They're not going to be able to continue. You'll have made at least a small difference. You'll have at least done your part to prevent these rules from infecting anyone else. It's obviously I am being hyperbolic, but I sincerely marvel at anyone ever thinking that these were good rules. Even for Palladium, this is shockingly bad design. Join me tomorrow for something not so obvious. A secret superpower embedded in another larger superpower, due, I think, to the author's incompetence, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.